Welcome to the Astrology Hub podcast. I'm Amanda Pruell Walsh, founder of Astrology Hub and your host for our flagship show. We explore the many ways astrology can support you in your relationships, career, health, and personal growth. Thanks for tuning in.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Astrology Hub's Inner Circle. Awaken your soul, find connection, and transform your life with the world's top astrologers in a heart-centered community.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Astrology Hub podcast. We are so happy that you've joined us today for this episode. For those of you who are new to our channel, welcome. You have just joined a worldwide astrological conversation that we're having here every single week. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button and the notification bell so that you are notified every time we release a new video here. And for those of you who have been tuning into the podcast for a long time or a couple weeks, whatever it is, thank you so much for joining us, for sharing our episodes, for commenting. You're just helping to get the wisdom and the beauty of astrology out to more people. And for that, we are very, very grateful. All right, today we have a very special episode. This is something that we've been wanting to do for a while. I am joined here today with the head of our academy here at Astrology Hub, Anna Zaharia. And Anna has been a part of Astrology Hub almost from the very beginning, so almost 7 years. And together, we have had the opportunity to witness a lot of things, both in our community members, but also in ourselves as students of astrology. And one of the things that we wanted to address here today is that pretty much inevitable feeling of overwhelm that can sometimes turn into anxiety as you are learning more and more astrology. And so what we wanted to do is share some of our experiences, share some of the things we've seen from our community, but then also give you tools and help you feel more resourced on your path. Because the very last thing we ever want to see is someone who comes in with genuine enthusiasm to learn astrology, who eventually ends up leaving because they feel overwhelmed and they don't know what to do. So here we are. Anna, welcome to the Astrology Hub podcast. So great to be here with you.
Yay. I'm so excited. I just want to add to that. You know, there's also the very real danger of burnout with overwhelm.
Yes.
And then turning and running the other way because you think that you're just capped out and there's no path forward and turning away. And I just think that can be so, well, it's definitely heartbreaking for me as a lover and a student of astrology to see that happen. But I've been there, and I know you've been there too. And I think that we've gotten a lot of tools along our path that a lot of people will benefit from. So I'm just really excited to share those.
Anna, let's start there, because that is a really real thing. And actually, if you tune back into the episode I did recently with Taylor Schuler, she was actually talking about it being part of the process of learning. And she used the word titrating, where we learn and we absorb ourselves completely in something new. And then we step away from it for a while and allow it to sort of integrate and process it on different levels. So can you talk a little bit about your own experience with this tendency towards burnout and what you've done that's worked?
Yes, absolutely. And I think being in our position, it's hard to not burn out because we are immersed in astrology pretty much 24/7. And I've had this feeling before. It's just like, oh my gosh, I cannot listen to another astrology podcast. Like I can't, but that's my go-to. You know, when I'm on my drive, like I'm wanting to consume more of the astrological content that is so abundant in our community. And I will reach these points where, as I said, I just cannot do another one. And I always know in these moments that it's time to bring in something different, like something complementary. You know, I will just share really candidly, like I have Venus in Scorpio along with a few other Scorpio placements. And sacred sexuality is something that has been really interesting to me, you know, having like a much deeper connection to our sexuality than what's presented to us in the modern world, you know, than what's widely known. And so I have found myself some like sacred sexuality podcasts that I can tune into that complement like my personal astrology and help me deepen into parts of myself that are connected to my astrology, but without hearing any astrology speak. And this is just one example, but it really is, it's like when we hit these points of like, I just have taken in so much information, so much astro speak, or I just learned a whole new technique and I'm maxed. I have always found big relief in taking like just a little piece of it, like my Venus in Scorpio yearns to learn about this, and then taking it and running with it.
I love that so much. I would have to say I do the same thing, but my go-to topic is a little bit different than yours, because I think this is where my Capricorn Sun and Venus in the 12th house comes in. But my go-to complementary to my own personal astrology is leadership and building companies. And so I'll immerse myself in some like entrepreneurial podcasts, or, you know, like you said, something that complements my astrology, but also brings in a totally different facet and doesn't use astrology speak at all. And the thing that I've seen, you know, in interviewing hundreds and hundreds of astrologers at this point, is that the most interesting ones do have complementary interests that they have really dove into. So maybe they're herbalists, or like Rick Levine, you know, his quantum science, you know, and how versed he is in that, or Christopher Renstrom and his history and mythology. And, you know, there's so many different, astrology really is everything, you know, to me. It's like, there's really no exploring the universe and all the different facets of life without astrology being a part of it. So whatever complementary things you're exploring, you're always going to be also exploring some aspect of astrology, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. And it's I think, in this process of walking with astrology, but not necessarily actively studying it, that we just get a whole deeper, more embodied understanding of it.
Anna, let's go there next. Let's talk about this idea of overwhelm, because again, that's a really real thing, and you hear it from people often. It's like, I'm interested, but I'm overwhelmed, or I don't have time, or, you know, I don't feel like I'll ever have enough time to get good or actually be able to use this. So what have you done for yourself in those periods of overwhelm, different than burnout, overwhelm? And what have you seen also work with people like in our community, for example?
Yeah, well, one of the things that I think will happen with overwhelm is that they'll get exposed to so many different techniques, and now they no longer know, or I will no longer know, I'll speak for myself, what to trust, which one is right. And again, I just find it so helpful to step back in these moments and now walk with it and try it on. You know, it's like, okay, I just learned a whole bunch of technique. Let me try to like apply it. Let me see how it shows up in my life, and not need to know yet which one is right. And I've just heard the astrologers say over and over again that there's not necessarily one right astrology, and that you will find your own. And I truly believe that it's in this process of stepping back and trying it on like an outfit that we can actually find that which really resonates and is true. And the crazy thing about astrology too is that there are so many ways to get to the same thing. So it's not necessarily that one will be right and one will be wrong, but that one path will just feel better to you. What about you? What do you feel has been most helpful in those moments of overwhelm?
For me, it's not about getting immersed in a bunch of different techniques. For me, it's normally more about, you know, something's happening in my life and I'm needing astrological guidance. And so I'm reading literally everybody's forecasts. I'm listening to all of our own forecasts. I'm like, what are the astrologers saying about what's happening right now? And how can I use that to better understand what's happening in my life? And I'll give an example from our full moon forecast that we had recently with astrologer Julia Balazs. Lots of like change kind of brewing in my personal life. And so I'm listening to this forecast for like, you know, what are the gems? And what I have gotten good at doing over the years is listening for the wisdom that's astrologically aligned, but it's almost like a soundbite. It's like a heading on an article I'm reading. It's like a phrase that just pops out and goes, oh my gosh, yes. Like that is essentially what I needed to hear in this moment. So for example, right now I have stay cool and trust you are safe on my whiteboard. Because as Julia was speaking and as I was listening to our inner circle full moon forecast, I went, ooh, I need that right now. I need that. Stay cool and trust you are safe. Because I found myself getting nervous and like wanting to control situations and try to figure it out and create a strategy and you know, all the things that we do when we're not trusting that we're safe. So that's, you know, and you'll hear me doing this on the podcast. It's like, I listen for the astrologers, and instead of getting really bogged down in why they're saying what they're saying and all the different transits or you know, configurations in the sky that are informing what they're saying, I just take that soundbite that's really, really that gem that I needed to hear. I don't even know why Julia said that. Like, I don't know what about the astrology from the forecast. I don't know why she said that, but she said it and it was like, bam. Okay, I'm going to use that as my anchor and my guide as I'm navigating the rest of this lunar cycle.
Yeah. And I remember you were telling me when we were chatting about this when it first came up that you could have maybe heard that soundbite at a different time and it wouldn't have landed with you because the resonance wasn't in the cosmic happenings and it wasn't in you.
Right.
Right. So below. So I do feel like there's so much magic in those little golden nuggets, as we used to call them, that come in at the perfect time.
That's the key. It's trusting that you're getting what you need to get when you need to get it, that you're taking a break and walking away from it when you're feeling overwhelmed. And that doesn't mean that you're giving up on it. It just means that you're taking a break. And trusting that process of learning. And that's one of the things that I say in the inner circle all the time to our members, like learning astrology is, it's like a spiral and you will go in and out of it. But what you're going to realize is that with time, with every passing of a lunar cycle, month after month, after month, after month, that you are learning and you are learning what you need to learn when you need to learn it. And the rest of it, you can let go of. You don't need to worry about it yet. You will, when you're ready for it, you'll be ready for it and you'll get it. You'll understand it, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think part of the panic comes in those moments where, for example, they'll question themselves like, wait, I don't really understand why Julia said that, for example. You know, like I don't understand exactly where that's connected in the astrology and when am I going to be able to draw that myself from the astrology.
Yeah.
And this is like a little bit of like the next topic, but I've seen as you're talking about the spiral that so much of it happens through osmosis.
Yes.
You know, it's like we keep showing up for the class or the forecast or the new moon ceremonies and we feel like we're only getting this much, like we're getting like the top tier and we're just grabbing those little golden nuggets, which are so precious and definitely like that enough, that in itself is enough. and we'll carry you through a lunar cycle, or we'll carry you through like an important moment in your life. However, you're actually getting so much more. It's like the glaciers in the ocean, you know, it's like we think we're just getting the tip in those little sound bites that we can actually remember and absorb. But the osmosis process of us just continuing to show up allows so much more to enter like the subconscious. And all of a sudden you'll find yourself that you've come around that spiral and you'll find that, oh my gosh, I've actually understood a lot more and I retained a lot more. And it's almost like when the right moment comes and that information is like pulled out of you because it's needed for something, that you'll like realize that it's actually planted inside of you and it's now like grown into a sprout and it's flourishing.
Ah, I love that. One of the things that we've committed to, especially in our inner circle membership, is taking astrology and yes, like in having it inform the mind, right? There's technique, there's, you know, actual things to learn in astrology, but then also creating practices, having the astrologers create practices where we can actually embody the astrology, like where we can take a theme for a lunar cycle, for example, and then have journal prompts or have meditations or have exercises or things that we're doing that actually help us feel the astrology in our bodies. What's been your experience of that, Anna? Like, how have you quote unquote walked with astrology in a way that it then becomes like a part of you?
So many ways. I mean, I feel like this is my whole approach to learning astrology. I don't know that this is everybody's approach, but I think early on in the conception of the inner circle, it was really clear that people in the astrology world can be so much right up here, right? We can really spin in our minds because of all of the knowledge that we're taking in, and that it'll stop here, but that we won't bring it down into the rest of our bodies. So, I mean, I marvel at the genius of the fact that we brought in so many different multidisciplinary ways to connect to the current cosmic energy. And so we are constantly inviting people to take this and then bring it down, right? So for me, I mean, I'm totally in alignment with what we're doing in the inner circle. It's such a part of me. So putting on music that just like really speaks to the energy, you know, the current, like oftentimes I feel like we turn to astrology when things are hard, you know? So when there's like those tense energies that we're like seeing in the sky and feeling in ourselves, music is huge for me. Music and movement. And I have my moon opposite Mars. So this has like been extra critical for me because there's that inner tension constantly happening for me. And the moon comes around every single month and touches that part of myself, you know, so it's constantly being activated. And so dance has been a big part of my life, to work with these parts of myself, you know. And I have had times when I've been kind of not just overwhelmed, but maybe a little like depressed about this combination in my chart, because it's always going to be there, you know, and it's not necessarily like the funnest aspect when you're studying about it. But I have caught those golden nuggets in the right teachings that showed me certain practices that could be supportive. And it was in the actually bringing them into my life and trying them on, like dancing when I'm feeling that tension, that I've been able to move through gracefully in those moments. And it's not always like that, but that's just one example. What about you?
Well, again, so, and I'm with you. Some of the ways that I learn astrology the most is there, it's actually quite simple, you know? So for example, you know how all the different days of the week correspond to different planets. So this, there was this one week where I was like, every day this week, I'm going to actually open up a conversation with the planet for that day. And I will never forget my Saturday experience with Saturn. And literally in the morning, I woke up and I'm like, okay, Saturn, I'm all ears. What do you got? Like, I will listen to you wherever you are. I went out to make coffee and my love was not like quite reserved. Like, he's a Taurus, so he's not like, he's not overly like exuberant, but he bounds into the room and goes into this monologue about how much freedom there is in discipline and how he doesn't flow through life. He has a structure and a plan and he executes the plan and he shows up even when it's hard. And I start going, oh my God, like, you are literally Saturn incarnate, like in the kitchen, just speaking directly to me right now. And then it got even better. After that, I go to my Rolfing appointment, and Rolfing is working with the fascia of the body. And this is my first Rolfing, you know, I'd never done it before. And the woman starts talking about structural integration and how we need to integrate our structure. Like, she just was going on and on about the structural integration thing. And I was like, oh my God, those are like literal Saturn keywords. Like, it doesn't get more Saturn than that. So it's in those simple things that I find so much, I mean, learning, but also magic and joy.
Because, oh my gosh,
it's all of a sudden, it's like, oh my God, I'm in relationship with the cosmos. It's not that there are these bodies out there. I'm not reading about them in a book. I'm not looking at a chart. I'm living it, and it's alive. And it's teaching me directly. And so I love this aspect of, like, we're promoters of having your own relationship with the cosmos. And we're giving suggestions and ideas for how to do that, because that really is where, like, for me, the most juice is, like, the most, like, awe and wonder is available.
Oh my gosh. Yes. I have an Aries moon, as I said before. So I just had to fight so many urges to cut you off because I was so mad about everything that you were saying. But you know, even that, it's just like remembering that little piece about myself. I really don't need to know my whole chart, but just knowing that my Aries moon can do this, like when it's excited, you know, it's like that little piece of awareness that I can walk with.
Well, and me knowing that about you. So if you had jumped in, I wouldn't have been offended. Be like, oh, there's the Aries moon, like jumping in, can't hold back the enthusiasm. But anyways, keep going.
Great. Yeah, I'm so glad you brought in the 7 days of the week associated with the planets. I learned this, you know, early on, and I just found it to be such a cool exercise. And the way that I walked with it was that every day I would get up and I would like get dressed for the planet, like as my tribute. And I just had so much fun with it, you know, and then I brought in the element of like, well, how would like my personal Venus dress versus like, you know, just Venus as an archetype. And it's become this, again, this background thing that is happening for me every single day of the week. Like I don't have to prompt myself or remind myself like, oh, it's Friday, so it's Venus's day. It walks with me. It's like in my background. And every single day, that planet is just like inviting me to align with it through the way that I'm dressing. And
I love that.
And I do. I think about like, ooh, like what's a good like Venusian thing to do today? You know, it's great. We have like our date night on Fridays, right? That's Friday night is date night.
Yeah. I mean, I think what we're highlighting here is that learning astrology can be as simple as that. it doesn't have to, like, yes, we have some of the best, most incredible, most experienced and gifted and technically advanced astrologers that you can possibly work with in the world on this platform. And what they offer is golden. And you don't have to be anywhere other than where you're at. And if your learning astrology for now is as simple as wearing the color or dressing in the resonance of the planet of the day, you're going to get so much from that. Anna, can you walk us through the days and just give us examples? Because I'm sure there's people that are like, oh, that sounds fun. I want to try it.
Yes. And I want to make sure I'm not losing my train of thought, because there was a whole other big piece that I wanted to make sure to bring in for everybody, which is that zoomed out lens of, wait, why is it that we're studying astrology in the first place? Like, when we're in those moments of overwhelm, right? I know that, I'll speak for me and for us as Astrology Hub, it's to help people live better lives, right? It's for me to live a better life and more understanding of myself, better understanding of those that are in my life, and to create a better world through that. And so I feel that without this piece of bringing it into our lives and walking with it and allowing it to have space to show up, how it's actually interacting in the tangible, then we're not doing anything. You know, then we are just spinning and it's like a whole bunch of knowledge, but that's not my interest in astrology. And I know that a lot of those that are in our, a lot of you that are in our community are here because of that desire of just wanting to live better lives, mm-hmm. you know, wanting to be more in alignment with yourself. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, that's why I'm so passionate about the every little bit that we can just bring into our practical daily lives, like the days of the week. So yes, I can go through the days of the week. So the moon, right? The moon is like the Monday, first of all. Moon day, Monday. The moon wants like soft comfort, right? So that's your day to wear something cozy. She likes the like soft colors, kind of bland colors too, you know, like the white and soft gray, maybe like soft pink, soft blue, muted. Okay, kind of like the clouds or the colors that you'll actually see show up on the moon when you have a nice full moon. Then we have Tuesday, Mars Day. I mean, Mars is fiery. It's the go-getter, so clothes that make you feel like on fire, like red. you know, make you feel like you are in your go-getter space. Wednesday, we have Mercury, and Mercury is the shifter, right? So I feel like Mercury can be, first of all, it's airy, so it can be really airy clothing, really flowery, and can even be like camouflage. I always find that Wednesdays bring in like the more like a little bit of a hipper side to me, like a little bit of a younger, more trendy side. Thursday, Jupiter's day, I always bring in blues or yellows, and it's kind of like the regal, like the king on the throne, or if you imagine like the Hogwarts teachers, you know, in their robes, Jupiter, you know, can like big billowy kind of clothing. And regal colors. I really like purple for Jupiter as well. And Friday, this is going to be like our most feminine day. This is Venus's day. I like a more romantic look on Friday. And she likes to be comfortable too. So this is like where casual Friday comes from. But you can't tell, but the bottom of my sweater is, it has like a little ruffle to it. So it's like my little ode to Venus today. And this is Saw. And she's in Scorpio. So like she likes to be a little fiery. So I don't mind wearing red for her on Friday. Then we have Saturn on Saturday. And you know, you can't really go wrong with like black for Saturn. It's practical. Okay. If you like stain your clothing while you're doing like your garden work, or you're catching up on your house chores, when you're wearing black, you're fine. But I also find kind of like with Mars that it's like the clothing that like helps me be like on task. You know, it can't be like overly frilly or inhibiting.
Fussy, as my mom would say. It can't be overly fussy.
It definitely cannot be overly fussy. And then Sunday, literally the sun, you know, this is like the day to like just express whatever you feel like is your core essence. You know, shine bright. It's not the day to wear black. It's definitely the day to like let your colors shine through.
Again, this alone, like this is learning astrology. This is embodying astrology. These are the kinds of things that make astrology, learning astrology, fun and alive and real. And then, you know, you try that with Anna's recommendations for 1 week and then try it your own way the next week. And then ask the planets the following week, what do you want me to wear today? How can I be more connected with you this week? But again, this is like if this type of astrology, as well as the other things that you're exposed to on this platform where you're learning, you know, maybe you love Christopher Renstrom's stories on Sundays, or you love the cosmic connection with Rick Levine, or you love tuning into the weekly weather because you're learning about the transits and the aspects and all these different things. It's the combo, you know, it's like taking those things and then bringing it into our lives in a very real and tangible way. It's one of the reasons why I also love that we do ritual together in the inner circle. We do our new moon ceremony. It's taking the energy of that new moon as translated by our current astrologer and using that to inform the intentions that we're planting in the ground, to inform the visioning that we're doing. You know, if, for example, if the energy of a lunar cycle is very much around going out of our comfort zone, for example, then it's like, well, where can I push my comfort zone? How can I bring pushing my comfort zone into the seeds that I'm planting in the ground in the form of my intentions this month? Or maybe and actually Sybil, one of our inner circle members, came on the podcast and told this story. When Adam Summer was our inner circle astrologer, it was eclipse season. And Adam Summer always talks about the eclipse season as going into the dragon's hole. So in our new moon ceremony that month, we actually did a meditation where we saw ourselves going into the dragon's hole and meeting the dragon. And we saw that the dragon was protecting something. And so everybody had their own experience of this. But it's taking the astrology, letting it inform the way that we are living our lives. And like you said, Anna, to me from the very beginning, it's been like, what's the point? Like if it doesn't help us live better lives, if it doesn't help us get more in alignment with our path, if it doesn't help us understand the real reason why we're here, like I don't understand the point. For me, that isn't why I am drawn to astrology. I know for some other people, it's different things. And that's why we're the astrology hub. And that's why we have so many different offerings. But the inner circle is really the place for the people that like that kind of astrology, you know, that really want to infuse it into their lives in simple and powerful and meaningful ways, who want to connect with other people who are doing that too and have fun with the whole, you know, with learning astrology. I can tell your Aries moon is chomping at the bit to say something here.
There's so many things. Yeah. Well, you know, there's like the genius that is built within the way that the cosmos works, and specifically the lunar cycle. It's such an easy way to see this, how we have a new moon that marks the beginning of a new cycle. And then we don't also have like the quarter moon and the full moon and the closing quarter and the balsamic all happening at the same time, right? There needs to be a process of evolution and of growth before we start a new cycle and before that new moon moment, the new moon intention, the new moon seed that you planted can grow through that first quarter and like blossom at the full moon, right? And be adjusted again at that closing quarter and then be processed, where we're like taking the gems of what we've learned throughout that cycle at the balsamic and getting ready for that next new moon and that next cycle. And it's the same thing with our astrological learning. You know, we have these seeds that are planted and then they go through a process of growth. And I love that our membership is set up that way, that the inner circle is set up that way, because it just works in tandem with the way that the cosmos is built. And the moon is basically the one that's translating the messages from all the other planets, right? Because it's the body that's closest to us.
Yes.
So when we're working at that level, it's actually allowing us to work at all the other levels as well, but it's in a way that is digestible.
See, this is the brilliance of the cosmos. I mean, if we lived our whole life this way, where we acknowledged the beginning of something as also the ending of something else, right? If we allowed ourselves the balsamic phase, if we allowed that rest phase, if we allowed that integration and processing phase, I mean, we basically try to live as if we're always in the full moon. Like, if you think about the way our culture and our society is set up, it's like, you're in the full moon all the time, like shining bright, productive, everything's happening all at once. The high energy, high voltage. It's like, no, actually, that's not the way we're designed. That's not the way nature is designed. So much of our challenges, including overwhelm and burnout and anxiety, the things we started this conversation with, are from trying to be in that full moon phase all the time. Like, so there's so much intelligence. Again, like, you know, I feel like I keep saying the same thing, but it's essentially mapping our own learning, mapping our own process, mapping our integration, mapping our growth, even mapping our visioning and our intention setting and our dreaming with the cyclical nature of the universe. And it's brilliant. And it's been so fun to both witness this in ourselves, you know, me, you, as friends, as coworkers, as co-creators, but then also to see it in our community. And I've had the pleasure of interviewing recently some of our inner circle members and hearing their stories, like the real juicy, like details of their stories. And they're all saying it too. You know, it's not just us. It's they're saying this too. And this is where it's so affirming. It's like, this isn't just some idea. Like, this is actually when you do it, it bears so much fruit in your life.
Absolutely. I mean, I feel like we could be talking about this for hours, because it really is like at the heart of why we're doing what we're doing and what we love about astrology. But to bring it back to some of those early things that we were mentioning about overwhelm and titration and walking with something once you've learned it, I just want to bring this in for all of you parents. I don't know if any of you have tuned in to my Seeds of Light show that I was doing about a year ago. But my son has been...
Those videos are still available on the Astrology Hub podcast. If you're a parent and you're interested in how to use astrology with your kids, the Seeds of Light show is a great place to start. We will be developing more things over time, but this is like my tendency to be in the full moon. I want to do everything all at once. So I've learned that I need to actually just table that for a while. We did plant the seed in the ground with the Seeds of Light show. Eventually, we will be developing a homeschool curriculum around astrology to help you parents bring it into your homes. But for now, seed is planted and we'll wait for that full moon when it's, you know, fully blossoming. But keep going, Anna. Sorry.
Well, what I wanted to say about that is that my son has been like such a wonderful source of astrological teaching for me, because I am familiar with his chart. I mean, I'm not in his chart all the time. That I think that can also like do the spinny thing. But I will just witness him bringing up the archetypes. And I think there's something about witnessing it in your child versus witnessing it in others in your life, because maybe they haven't been as tainted yet, so it's not as covered up. But I do think that we can do this with everybody in our life, you know, when we're like in that receptive space of just like, show me your archetypes. But it's just really helped me understand, for example, like what Virgo is, because he has like a Virgo moon and a Virgo Venus. And it's given me like a whole different flavor to Virgo, for example, that I would have never gotten out of a book. It's just so much more embodied when I'm learning it through him. It has so much more flavor. And it's so much more practical. And I wouldn't have been able to learn that about him, you know, learn these facets of him without having studied a little bit about what the archetypes are, right? So they inform each other, but then it allows me to understand him even better, not just understand astrology, but it allows me to come back with more understanding of him. And now we're at this point where I can use these little tidbits to help him understand himself. And so this is, you know, I bring this in because this is another just so such a practical way that we can get out of the learning space and the overwhelm space and just walk with the things that we're learning and allow them to show up in our lives.
I know probably a lot of you do this already, and I'm hoping that this conversation inspires those of you who do find yourself getting in your head, getting overwhelmed, feeling anxiety, to try some other approaches on and see how it works. And for those of you who have listened to this conversation and you're thinking, oh, wow, it'd be cool to do this with Astrology Hub, with community, the Inner Circle is open for enrollment right now, and we only open once or twice a year. So if you want to join us, this would be a great time to do it. You can always join, try it out, see if it's right for you. But it really is the place for astrology lovers of all levels. So if you consider yourself a novice or even someone more seasoned, there is something for everybody. And it is one of the things that we do when you first get in the membership is we offer you the opportunity to take a quiz. And the quiz will help you find out where you are in your astrological journey. And we have mapped this with the lunar cycle as well. So you might be in the new moon phase of your astrology journey, the quarter moon phase, the full moon phase, the second quarter, or the dark moon before the next new moon. And what we've done is you take the quiz when you first join, and then we offer you resources and starting points for wherever you're at. And the idea behind this is to help you really focus in on the things that you need to know during that phase so that you can kind of just ignore the rest of it. Know that it's there, know that you'll get there, but allow yourself to just sink in where you're at. And so much of what we're doing in the Inner Circle is relearning how to learn, like getting out of the whole school paradigm of like, there's a test and you have to memorize all these things. And if you don't get an A, you're a failure. Like, all of that is gone. It's beginner's mind. It's the joy of learning that we had as children. Some of us remember that. Some of us can't even remember a time when it was actually joyful. But, you know, really just that learning path quiz that you take is like, okay, here, streamline, go right here. And then here's all the little markers where you know that you're ready for the next phase. Like, you can assess yourself at different times and be like, okay, I think I'm ready for the quarter moon. I'm ready to graduate myself. And you can even go into the private community and make a party about your self-proclaimed graduation at that point if you want. And that's you moving to the next level. So anything you want to add about that, Anna?
The Inner Circle is, again, built around each of these phases of the moon in the way that the content is delivered. So we get that new moon forecast and we get the opportunity to do the new moon ceremony. And then there's space to walk with those things and walk with like maybe just the one golden nugget that you got, Or maybe, you know, you're way more advanced and you're walking with a lot more of it.
You forgot the mastery class that we drop on the new moon.
Oh my gosh, exactly. Yes, there's the mastery class that's dropped also on the day of the new moon. It's like a little new moon gift. And then we actually don't even have the Q&A related to that mastery class until about 3 weeks later at the closing quarter, because we want you to have that integration point of where you're walking with that teaching. Then we have that full moon forecast, again, spaced out because we're working around the lunar cycle. So this is all just to say that the way that we've curated the content that you're receiving in the inner circle is all with this idea of allowing you to have integration and allowing you to have these periods of embodiment. And we do cliff notes for everything, and we just do our best to make it as accessible and practical as possible. So it's like that overwhelm piece that a lot of us come with when we're coming to the astrological learning path, when we've like studied at a lot of different schools or taken a lot of different courses. The inner circle takes that and it streamlines it. It creates a learning experience for you. So you're not just trying to take in as much as possible all the time, full moon style. You have a process. You have a journey.
So we'd love for you to join us. If you're interested, you can go to astrologyhub.com/IC23. That's I as an inner, C as a circle. Whether or not you join us, it is our hope that you take some of these ideas and start to apply them in your life. And let us know how it goes. Of course, we'd love to have you in the inner circle, but you don't have to be in the inner circle to apply some of these learning ideas. And so it's our hope that no matter where you're at in your journey, whether you're joining us or not, that you continue to find ways to integrate the astrology into your life, to allow yourself in those moments of overwhelm to just step back and be like, I'm overwhelmed. Maybe I'm trying to live in the full moon phase all the time. Maybe I need to go balsamic a little bit and go internal and integrate and take some space and just reflect and be quiet for a little bit. Just stop the chatter. So thank you so much, Anna. It's been so fun to do this with you. We have these kinds of conversations on our own all the time. So it's really fun to be able to be here with you and share this with all of you. And hopefully it's been helpful. Anna, is there anything you want to say in closing before we just close out?
This has been so much fun. And I'm excited to hear from all of you, you know, what you glean from this. And if there's a particular piece that inspired you that you're walking with or that you're going to try on.
Perfect. All right. And thanks to all of you for being here. We're so grateful that you're part of our community. Thank you, as always, for making astrology a part of your life. And hopefully you'll make it more and more and more a part of your life. And we will look forward to catching you on the next episode. Take care, everyone. Every day, people around the globe turn to astrology to find inner peace and fulfillment, gain a deeper understanding of themselves and others, and navigate the tricky and complex world around them, only to be left lost and confused by resources that demand too much of their time, energy, and brain power. Because no matter how much you focus or commit to learning about astrology, you're trying to decipher the world's largest encyclopedia. And while learning astrology isn't supposed to be simple, it's a whole lot easier when you can tap into the minds of the world's best astrology experts and a community of like-minded souls who are here to support you on your journey. That's where we come in. Welcome to Astrology Hub's Inner Circle, home for curious newbies, devoted enthusiasts, and anyone looking to use astrology to consciously navigate their path ahead and transform their lives. Inner Circle members get exclusive access to new astrologer guides each month to lead you through different astrological topics and perspectives, detailed live new moon and full moon forecast to guide you through the lunar cycle and work with the cosmic tides, a new mastery class each month teaching a different astrological technique so you can gain confidence in your chart reading skills, monthly live chart demos and Q&A with astrologer guides with a chance to submit your chart to be used as an example, and access to our private community where you can discuss the cosmic tides, share your art and creativity, ask questions about your chart, and share insights and resources with your fellow students. plus exclusive bonus supporting content, including a live new moon intention setting ceremony each month, daily text cosmic updates on important transits and energies, and bonus mastery classes on the part of fortune and spirit with Donna Woodwell, retrograde planets with Michelle Dench, and the Galactic Center with Julia Balazs. The Inner Circle community is the place for anyone hungry for meaningful connection with other students of astrology, and enrollment is currently open for new students. We know that everyone has their own unique path to discovery. The Inner Circle will meet you where you're at and give you the tools to get where you want to go with our step-by-step learning path guide. We may be all different and on our own paths, but we're all under the same sky. And our community is home to thousands of people united in our individuality and shared journey of discovery. Go to astrologyhub.com/IC23 to learn more. I really hope that you'll join us on the inside.